Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. Today we'll look at investment scams. As the economy struggles, many consumers are retrenched, and some are lucky enough to get retrenchment packages. Some consumers who are fortunate enough to have a nest egg saved up are also looking for ways to make their money grow faster. Now everyone wants to give them advice on how to invest the money, and there are some people who even want to do it on their behalf, but not everyone with such good intentions. So what should you be careful of? When you're suddenly stuck with a sizable amount of money in your bank account without the ability to earn another salary soon, it's hard to immediately decide what to do. It's a good idea to pay off your most expensive debts, such as credit card debt and store accounts first, and then invest the rest. But here you need to stop listening to the know-it-alls, especially if there are friends and family who recommend all sorts of investment schemes where you can simply join on WhatsApp even. So when should the warning lights start flashing about an investment? When it sounds too good to be true. High returns with little risk sounds great until you start asking questions like, how can you multiply my money so quickly? And how can you guarantee such a high return? Compare the interest rate offered with other investment products available at recognized institutions. If the interest is more than 7% per year, there's a high probability that you will lose your money. No one guarantees an interest rate of something like 30%. Someone selling an actual investment can explain exactly how it works without too many graphs and big words that ordinary consumers like us don't understand. When the investment agent starts making excuses, such as that the strategy is too complicated to explain, or that it is confidential information that cannot be shared with you, it is a clear sign that this is a money-making scheme. And must these schemes be registered? This should be your very first question. The scheme must be registered with the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. The broker or agent must also be registered as a financial intermediary. And you can ask to see proof of both these registrations. Then another question people ask is, should there be documents about the scheme? Definitely. Agents or brokers will always have the necessary documents and financial statements with them and are ready to share them with you. And they're also not very complicated. And if there is pressure on you to invest, especially if it's from a friend or a family member or the agent himself, and you must do it as soon as possible, especially if you are warned that you should take the opportunity before it expires, that red light should flash again. These schemes usually use new members' money to pay older members' returns. The worst part is that people like family and friends can get very angry if you refuse to join. So get ready for Christmas alone at home if you say no thanks for the scheme by which your cousin makes money so well. At least you'll have money for a nice Christmas dinner, even if you're home alone because the family is all mad at you. Then, if your interest is not paid out when you invest in a scheme like this, that's definitely a danger sign. Investors in these money-making schemes are often encouraged to reinvest the interest so that their money can grow even more. They'll even send you statements showing how your investment is growing until you want to withdraw it, and then no one answers your calls anymore. These days, you're also blocked from the Facebook account. The Consumer Protection Act protects you in Section 43, from pyramid and related schemes, such as multiplication schemes and chain letters. A multiplication scheme is when someone offers, promises, or guarantees an effective annual interest rate in the prescribed manner that is at least 20% more than the Reserve Bank's repo rate, as at the date of investment or when you start participating in the scheme, regardless of whether you become a member or not. It is still a multiplication scheme. A pyramid scheme, and that is something that we hear about more often, is an arrangement, agreement, practice, or scheme where participants receive compensation derived primarily from their own recruitment of people other than participants and not from the sale of goods or services. And here the emphasis is on promoting the scheme. So what must you watch out for? There are things to remember, such as you can get into trouble yourself if you participate in such a scheme. And if the scheme crashes, you will have to return your entire proceeds that you drew. Another important thing to remember is that you cannot earn interest of 30% per year. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. Never invest in schemes where you still need to recruit members. Do not invest in unregistered schemes. Don't let an unregistered broker invest your money for you. Don't let anyone put pressure on you about where you invest your money. And definitely never invest in a scheme that is sold on WhatsApp.